Hello, it's the 20th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. As temperatures approached 40 Celsius yesterday afternoon, firefighters were summoned to a blaze in Reynold. A stubble fire at a 40-hectare field off Ravenstone Road was attended by Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue around 2 p.m. Wind conditions increased the difficulty of dealing with the inferno. 8 appliances, along with a water carrier, were present as firefighters fought back the flames. Drivers were instructed to use alternative routes. A police officer, along with 2 of the firemen, were transported to a hospital due to the severe conditions. Fire services were eventually successful in extinguishing the fire. A yellow warning for thunderstorms across Bedfordshire by the Met Office will follow the first ever red alert for the past 2 days of record heat. Heavy rains, hail and strong winds are expected as temperatures decrease. The warning extends until 9 p.m. tonight. Bedfordshire Police are now addressing rumours circulating on social media that a bomb or explosives were involved in the destruction of the flats at Redwood Grove in Bedford. They have provided guidance on the incident, calling the investigation incredibly complex and are asking those engaged in speculation and misinformation not to do so. In a post on their Facebook page, Beds Police said, "We would like to reassure residents that there is no evidence to suggest that it was caused by a bomb or an explosive device." Bedford's Lee Webb of Body First Personal Training and also a recent Stage 3 head and neck cancer survivor plans to ride 100 miles to visit 4 regional hospitals. He hopes to raise funds for Macmillan Cancer Support. Donations will be accepted at Mr. Webb's Just Giving page. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.